Hello everybody and welcome back to the Mark Wing podcast. Today I'm Ellis, I'm a solicitor at Laudit. I'm joined with Laura.
Hello, good morning everyone.
Good morning Laura. So today we will be discussing our sister company, the Trademark Room, who are trademark registration specialists. The team there can help you protect your trademark anywhere in the world and sort of guide you through the process from idea to registered trademark. So both Laura and myself are intellectual property law consultants at the Trademark Room, as well as working for Laudit. So today I wanted to have a quick chat with Laura, and we're going to chat through searches. So searches is something that many people don't even think about when they're looking to file their trademark. They think it's just the application, but they are very important. So Laura, did you want to just give a little explanation as to what a search is?
Yeah, sure. So a pre-filing search is, like you just said, something that we do offer at the Trademark Room and Laudit. It's very important for all aspects of the trademark application process, because an application will essentially be assessed in two stages. Simply put, stage one will be where your mark will be reviewed by an examiner. Say for example in the UK, so that would be in the UK Intellectual Property Office. There will be two things that are assessed, so amongst other kind of factors that might, if there's anything else that's very obviously prohibited, then that will be a no.
Yeah.
But the two main things to be decided by the examiner are whether the mark is descriptive in its nature, and whether the mark is distinctive, or whether it's devoid of distinctive character, because it should be unique and it should be distinctive. Those two assessments are made in conjunction with the goods and services that you intend to use under your trademark. So under stage one, where the search comes in, is we will be able to look at the mark as a whole and give you our expert opinion on its likelihood of success and how it's likely to be interpreted by the examiner, and any obvious risks that might stand out to us as to why a mark is likely to be deemed, for example, descriptive, or if it's likely to be deemed to lack distinctive character. And if that's the case, we will then try to suggest any ways to improve the likelihood of success of that mark, and give you suggestions such as whether it might be appropriate in the case to, say, do a logo instead of a word, just to increase those chances. So yes, there'll be a risk scale that we will assess the mark on, so that varies from low to high, with medium in between, and we will then give you the reasoning behind our choice as to why we've deemed the mark such level of risk, and that will then give you the best idea before kind of taking the plunge as to whether you want to take the risk with that mark, or whether you're kind of thinking, okay, this has been deemed kind of quite risky, so maybe I'll just change it a little bit to strengthen those chances. So it just gives you the best idea possible before taking the plunge. And that's stage one of the process. Stage two is also very important in the trademark application process, and the way in which our search will aid your understanding of that. So it will, once your mark, and if it does pass through the first stage when it's being looked by an examiner, it will then be published for opposition purposes on the trademark register, and that is when third parties have the chance to oppose your mark. So in order to avoid any kind of nasty surprises of very identical or highly similar marks kind of coming at you and trying to oppose your trademark, that's when the search comes in, and we will be able to provide you with information as to any other registered trademarks out there that are very similar to your mark that might be in identical classes of goods and services. Those are very important results to consider when deciding kind of what trademark to go for. There might be no similar or any risky results out there, so that's again a good thing to be aware of, so that you're not, you know, kind of what sort of risk you are taking with this trademark application. We'll also provide you with companies' house results, internet results, domain search results, and then that will all be contained in our final report. So it's a lot of information just to cover registered marks out there that may try to oppose your mark, or it might be there might be unregistered rights holders that might kind of try and intercept the your application from being registered. So they're kind of the two main stages, I would say. Alice, would you like to add anything further when it comes to kind of stage two and the opposition process, and that how the search can be important for that?
Yeah, so like you just said, the search that we offer, the advanced search, reflects the application process. So by doing that, it will pick up any potential problems that you may have that would sort of ultimately then be an issue if you were to file your application. So like Laura has said, we will go through the details of the mark itself and pick up any issues there. But potentially more importantly, we will pick up any other mark out there that may oppose your application. So an opposition is essentially a block in your trademark application and is another party saying, we don't want your trademark to be registered. Oppositions can be very expensive and time consuming, and is a whole other process above and beyond your application that if you want to try and sort of fight for your application, you have to engage in and have to pay for and sort of suffer the time frame of it. So like I say, oppositions can be very expensive. Overall, the process is around 12 months and involves both parties submitting arguments and evidence, potentially having a hearing, and then the UK Intellectual Property Office or whatever intellectual property office you're filing around the world will then issue a decision as to whether your trademark application should be registered or not. So what we try to do with our searches is preempt that possibility and help you make any changes that you may need to avoid that opposition altogether. Many firms may sort of just let you go in blind, because I mean, technically we're sort of working our way out of potential fees by telling you that there's going to be an opposition and you can change it. But here at the Trademark Room and also at Laudit, we are on your side. So if we can give you as much information as possible before you file the application, so you're fully within your knowledge, that gives you then the best chance of successfully registering your mark. So yeah, I mean, the search is very, very important, and it's not something that we just tell you is important. There is legitimate sort of time saving and cost saving benefits to it. Is there anything else you can think of, Laura, that's a benefit other than that?
Of the search?
Yeah.
Nothing further to add, really. It's just like you just said, it's covering both of those stages to make, just to see what level of risk your mark is at, and then it will ultimately be down to you to decide how you wish to proceed. But it just gives you all the information that you could possibly need before you do take the leap and file the application. So yes, it's just for information purposes, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, what better benefit than to be money saving?
Yes.
I mean, that's what everyone wants, especially this day and age. Okay then, so we're going to wrap that up here, but it's been a pleasure to chat to you again, Laura.
And to you, Alice. Thank you very much.
Please do keep your ear out for future podcasts where we discuss all manner of subjects that as a law firm, Laudit covers, and then also our sister companies, the Trademark Room, Laudit Music, Stay Legal. It's all covered on this podcast. So wishing you all all a great day. And yeah, you'll hear from myself and Laura again soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.